This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional special today. I'm bringing you this live as we speak, and I'm bringing you it because this is my anti-Halloween message. If you've got your Bible, I want you to turn with me to Ephesians, the fifth chapter, and we're going to be beginning reading from verse 7. It says this: don't participate in things that these people do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. Now, as I bring this message to you, I have no idea if I am telling my grandmother how to suck eggs. I know that. But it's a message that I felt was absolutely vital that I bring. Because of all the stuff that happens on Halloween, the kids go out trick-or-treating. I mean, in the UK, it wasn't very big at all. Many years ago, when I was a kid, you hardly saw it ever. But in America, in the United States, it's huge, it's massive. It's a real holiday. Lots of people celebrating. And I can't understand it. I cannot, for the life of me, understand why anyone would want to celebrate what I term is a satanic holiday. It makes no sense to me, especially in the light of scripture like this. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. That is what we should be doing, living as people of light. There should be no darkness in us at all. And you know, I often do this. I often say to the Lord, shine a light, Father, in my heart, in the deep recesses of my heart, to expose that which you don't want me doing. And he does. And through that came a revelation of arrogance that I know the Lord had exposed in my life some years ago. Such arrogance. And actually, as he was showing me that arrogance, I hated it. And so therefore, what the Lord said to me was, let me renew your mind. Paul reiterates that in Romans, the 12th chapter, and verse 2. Let me renew your mind. And my life began to change. The arrogance gone. Humility replacing it. A humbleness of heart replacing it. For Paul says, for this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. And then he says, carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Therefore, you want to spend your life doing that which pleases the Lord. But so often, beloved, we go wrong. so many times we go wrong. This is something that is on my heart and I want to share it with you. There are a number of things I think we should stop. We should quit. And some of them are going to be very difficult to hear, but I believe this with all of my heart. And this is why I believe that you should get yourself a piece of paper and a pen and write these things down, because I believe they'll be life-changing. Firstly, quit expecting the world to like you. Jesus said it would hate you. That's in John, the 15th chapter, verses 18 through 27. Quit throwing your teammates, your own teammates, under the bus. You know what that means. Stop blaming them. We're called to build each other up, not tear each other down. In fact, Jesus said that our love for each other proves to the world that we are really his true disciples. John, the 13th chapter, verse 35. Quit gossiping. This includes sharing juicy prayer requests with no intention of actually praying. You know what I'm talking about. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and verse 29. You can read about that. Don't replace prayer with good vibes or positive thoughts. That's an important one. There's another thing that we believers should stop doing, and that is saying repentance isn't necessary. Let's look at the portions of the Bible that make you feel uncomfortable. What do? We say they're irrelevant and nothing more than dated writings. Well, listen, all 66 books, 1,189 chapters, and 31,102 verses are the inspired Word of God. Are you getting that? So the next time you think about throwing out the Old Testament, just remember that Jesus quoted it numerous times in all four Gospels. You can see that in John, the 1st chapter, verses 1 through 4. John, the 1st chapter, verse 14. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and verse 16. Check it all out. Stop expecting unbelievers or non-Christians to understand the Bible and to live like Christ. It's hard enough for Christians to live like Christ. It's impossible to do this without him. Here's another one. Stop acting like the Great Commission. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. It's a command. It's not a suggestion. Stop thinking that it's okay to be silent about your faith. Are you getting this? Are you hearing what I'm saying to you today? Quit being more passionate about your political affiliation than your relationship with Jesus. I preach this all the time when I say, keep your eyes only on Jesus. Something else to stop, and that's using the Bible to beat the hell out of people. It never works, ever. Stop saying that you're a Christian, and if you believe there are multiple paths to leading. Sorry, I'm getting mixed up here. Stop saying you're a Christian if you believe that there are lots of ways that lead to salvation. I can think of one famous person right now who believes that, and it is nonsense. And this woman is extremely famous, and this woman says that on numerous occasions. It's not the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me, is what Jesus has said. No one comes to the Father but by me. We have to go through Jesus. Jesus is the only way. Stop living like everyone's going to heaven and nobody's going to hell. Jesus died so that the whole world could be saved. But he said the path to heaven is narrow and few find it. And for the record, he preached more about hell than heaven. But he did it without using a bullhorn and manipulative scare tactics. Have a look at Matthew, the 7th chapter, and verse 13. Stop acting like you are better than those who don't know Jesus. You're not. Stop criticizing loving believers who take a biblical stand for godly morals. Stop pointing out the speck in your neighbor's eye when you are totally ignoring the plank in your eye. Don't ever defend sin. Quit hating sinners. Stop hating sinners. We are called to hate the sin, but not the sinner. Stop using the phrase, "He who is without sin cast the first stone," totally out of context. Because the next thing Jesus says was this, "Go and sin no more." John, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 11. Don't take that out of context. Stop using grace as a license to live just how you want. Jesus is grace. So don't trample him under your feet. These are so important points, beloved. Because we as believers take no notice of it. Instead of celebrating Halloween, celebrate the light of our Lord Jesus Christ. Celebrate it in such a powerful way. That list I've just brought you, I'm going to bring you a series, and I'm going to preach individually on every single listing, every single bit of that list I'm going to preach on very, very soon.